Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
Yes, indeed. We are North Iowa Strong, and this is AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and I know one of those North Iowa Strong guys right now is on our KGLO live line. It's Dave Bernhardt from Mason City All Risk Insurance. Dave, how are you today?
Well, good morning, Tim. Sun's shining, and we're pushing a rock up the hill again today, aren't we?
Yeah, you know, we do the best we can each and every day. We stay as close as we can to what's going on in the world, but yet far enough away. I think that's it's a little different world for us, but we'll keep plugging. That's what we got to do is keep on plugging. How about you guys at Mason City All Risk Insurance?
Well, same way here. You know, it's been a little inconvenience for people, either customers or agents or whatever, but we're getting her done. I'd like to address something this morning that's going to come up here in the next few weeks. It's concerning the farmers. They're going to, well, some are done and most of them are getting close to being done planting. And this time of the year, they usually go in and certify their acres with the FSA office. Just like any place else, this year, they probably should call their county FSA office and see what their procedure is as far as getting their acres certified. And you say, well, how does that circle back to you, Dave? Well, we have crop insurance with these many of these different people, and we typically use the acres for their coverage that they reported to the FSA office. So kind of spin off of that information. So just a heads up, you know, I've had some farmers say, well, what are they going to do? How are they going to do it? Well, you know, the best way is to call their office and ask them, because each county is going to be a little bit different. But for the most part, they're no different than the rest of us. They're doing the social distancing. They're not wanting a lot of people or anybody into their office right now. They're going to mail out forms, bring forms out to people in the parking lot or whatever. I've seen that done also. So the basic thing is to pick up the phone, call, and find out ahead of time. So you got a plan how to get it done.
It's kind of nice to be able to, it's almost the old-fashioned way. Pick up the phone and call and talk to somebody and kind of work that plan together that way.
Absolutely. It's going to be really, really important this spring going through all this. Typically, they've had the luxury of going in and standing at the counter and working with the staff, and the same way with us, coming in and sitting down at the desk and working with the agents and identifying the acres and the crops and stuff that they have planted and getting that coverage in place. But this year, going to be a little different. Just make sure you call. Don't be surprised. And, you know, have a little patience. But it's all going to get done. Sooner or later, it will get done.
So true. Yeah, get it done. Make the phone calls. Follow up with all the paperwork. Make sure you hang on to all your copies of the paperwork and
absolutely.
Keep good files, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, just, again, ask questions. That's going to be the key. There's different county offices. When you call them, say, hey, how are you guys going to certify my acres this year? They'll give you some ideas, and then go ahead and follow through, and maybe touch base with your insurance agent and say, hey, how are you guys going to report these acres or put these down in my policy for coverage, and the agent will let you know also. We've sent out a lot of forms in the mail to different insureds for their evaluation and completion. So nothing else. Just keep on talking to us, and we'll get her completed.
Very good.
On time.
Yeah, good information.
On time.
On time, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The other thing, too, I have a few people that had a little time, you know, on their hands, being at home or whatever, and they've been reviewing their policies a little bit. So they've been talking to some of our staff, and they've made some changes on their policies, maybe some things that they no longer have, that they no longer need to insure or whatever, or something that they've added or whatever. But so there's a lot of updates going on there, too. So pretty active for, you know, all things being said, right here in North Iowa.
I was going to ask you, too, now, I know the weather folks have snuck in this whole freeze watch thing into our forecast for tomorrow night. You know, temperature's going to get down into the upper 20s. How big a deal is that for some of the farmers?
Well, it just is going to depend on what kind of crop they have and how early they planted it, you know, how far it is up out of the ground. If it's still under the ground and has a, kind of a little a bed of, you know, soil or warmth there, it might not be too bad. But if it's peaked up a little bit, you know, it might get nipped off a little bit, some of the corn. The soybeans won't take this very good at all. So let's hope, keep our fingers crossed that there's not a lot of soybeans poked their head up out of the ground, because they will not take that cold weather at all.
Yeah, very, very good. Yeah, we were wondering about that. You know, when they start talking about things going all the way down into the upper 20s, that's pretty cold and chilly stuff, isn't it?
Ouch, that's really going to hurt. And some of our nice vegetation around these houses and stuff around Mason City and different places is going to be affected too. But again, if you have concerns, you pick up the phone, call, send an email, maybe a text message if you know a person's cell phone or whatever, and find out. Get the right information. Don't just pick up on some rumors and think that that's going to be the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. What number do they call you? What's your number at there at Mason City All Risk?
Hey, we're at the 641-423-8785, 1415 South Monroe. There is a slot in the front door there to drop documents or mail or whatever for Mason City All Risk and for the government also. It's what we call a locked drop box. So it's secure, and it gets checked a couple times a day. So if you can't get in and bring the papers in personally, you got them completed, stick them in that box, and they'll get to the right location.
Fantastic stuff. Always great to talk to you, Dave. Have a terrific day.
Hey, you too, Tim. We'll see you on the radio next week.